I'm 35, and something I've definitely learned in the first half of my 30s is that not being ashamed of something is not the same thing as making it part of your identity. And here's what I mean by this. I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder years ago, and it used to be really debilitating for me. Like, especially when it came to sleep, I used to suffer from severe insomnia. I've been on every different kind of sleep medication you can think of. And even to this day, like, I will still get flare-ups. Like, I had a really severe panic attack last year. And when it comes to mental health issues, like, I think there's been a real push in my adult life to destigmatize these things with varying levels of success. I think some of them are still very stigmatized. But I do think the flip side of that, which I think is really encouraged by our social media culture, which algorithmically is always wanting us to self-categorize and self-identify, is to make these things that you're not ashamed of into a part of your identity or how you think of yourself as a person. And if that's helpful to you, great. But I think for a lot of us, it is more helpful to distance ourselves from these things and try to separate them from our self-identity. And that's okay too.